This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We're in the studio here tonight with Kale and Will from Wilfred Jackal, which is really exciting. We've actually got some messages come through already. The first one says, "What a riff, sup, Wilfred Jackal." there we go. We've got someone that likes your stuff. And we also have one that says, "Where's the beef jab?" So not sure about that one, but there you go, if you guys can decipher that. Now, just wanted to know, did you guys know that Coffee HQ in Flinders Street actually plays your music?
We did not know that, but we do now.
Pretty good thing to know.
Yeah.
I just thought that I would, you know, tell you that on air. Anyway, I was at your gig the other night, and you pulled a huge crowd. What was it like to play in front of that many people?
Really surprising, actually, because we didn't tell that many people about it. And then, the bassist brought quite a few people from, because he's chairman at Ormond College, he brought quite a few first years who just completely turned out of the blue, which is really surprising considering how many of them, like, they were and how drunk they were. Like,
yeah, exactly.
And how quickly they filled the place.
Yeah, and they were so enthusiastic too. Like, they were dancing and it was like a mosh pit, which was so different from what usually goes on at, you know, pub gigs where everyone just sort of stands around with, you know, beer.
Yeah.
So that's like, no, that was really cool.
And it was kind of a weird step up. It just went from, you know, sort of everyone kind of sitting down and listening to music to just a really large influx of people going absolutely crazy. And I never even seen these people before. It was really, it was big ego boost.
It is. Like, I can imagine. I was there up the back, and I went out for a drink, and I came back, and I had no chance of getting anywhere near the front because there was just a bunch of dancing people, which I suppose is what you want. I just wanted to know, apart from your March Royal Derby residency, what have you been doing?
Well, we just finished a whole lot of recording, so we're sort of looking towards putting out a single over the next month or so, probably late April, May, and sort of just gearing up for that, trying to get a bit of hype around that sort of stuff. But
and also just, you know, having a holiday, working, like making money to pay for all the things. I mean, because we're in pretty high gear at the end of last year, sort of start of December, half through December, that sort of thing, and then we just took a break, like at the end of December, and yeah, just sort of getting back into it at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. So that's how you got a residency, which is a really cool casual thing that you can do.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're really looking forward to it because we don't usually play sort of any many free shows because sort of it's not really how it works.
Yeah, definitely.
People don't like giving bands that sort of thing, but so that's sort of fun that we can sort of almost give back.
Yeah, well, type of thing, it's so good.
yeah, it should be good. And it's cheap.
It is, and stuff, free gigs bring all the uni students to the pub because none of us have much money. So, Kale, you have an amazing voice. You're just a fantastic singer, and the rest of your band, really, really incredible artists. How did you all get involved in music?
First of all, thank you. And well, just through the school, that sort of thing, we all kind of had to do compulsory music anyway, but we're all sort of really interested in the music we listen to, and I don't know, like I kind of taught myself some guitar things here and there pretty badly and pretty quickly, and, you know, everyone's was sort of learning different instruments, and we kind of just had a musical, I don't know, interest.
Yeah.
Did that answer the question?
Yeah, no, it did. No, definitely, it definitely paid up. But how did you meet the other guys in the band and, you know, get it together and become Wilfred Jackal?
We've sort of been friends for a pretty long time because we all went to high school together. So we've all been friends for ages, and it's sort of, I mean, we didn't sort of go, yeah, let's do this and try and do as best we can. It was sort of like, what are you doing on the weekend?
Kind of a coincidental kind of thing. Oh, you know, you play keyboard. That's pretty cool.
So that formed perfectly that you like, between you.
Yeah, because Jamie, the keyboardist, wasn't initially in the band, and it was sort of just like, well, you can be, you can do that, and sort of you're probably going to be around at our house anyway, so you may as well just.
That's perfect. So you're all friends, and
yeah, just appeared at band practice one day, and it didn't sound half bad. So There he is.
That's perfect. So, but you all had, you know, similar ideas of direction then, or influences and stuff like that. Like, who did you, you know, aspire to be like?
I think
we all, like, are obsessed with Radiohead, but then again, like, not just musicians, but pretty much everyone on the planet is pretty obsessed with Radiohead.
Yeah, so that is really true.
I don't know, like, we really like New Order, really like ELO, really like Joy Division, that sort of stuff. But don't really sound anything like any of those bands.
Yeah, I think we all have sort of pretty diverse influences, but sort of are infatuated with, like, the same five bands. So that's why we're sort of like, oh, yeah. Let's do that.
So yeah, you've got the mutual influence there.
But our heroes basically change like every week.
Yeah, well, that's important. Yeah, so
whatever's on high rotation on the iPod,
the communal iPod.
Yeah.
So are you guys, Kale? You're at Monash. Are you guys all at Monash Uni?
I'm at Monash, but the rest of the guys are at Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah.
Oh wow. Well, that's good. So you were at high school together, and now you're at uni together as well. So.
Yeah, and well, I'm at Clayton, he's at Caulfield.
Oh, okay, so yeah.
Not exactly together, but, you know, there's a mutual bond there somehow.
And that's sort of a good time. It's like, I don't have to see Kale every day, which is, it can be pretty frustrating.
Oh, Kale. So, how do you, like, manage to coordinate all your schedules and everything? You know, if you're, you know, studying, working, that kind of thing, it seems pretty full on. Because are you third year, second year now?
Yeah, I'm just starting my third year, and we're starting second year. It's, it's difficult, I guess.
I think it's a lot of wasted money and sort of phone calls and SMS and a lot of Facebook messaging and sort of iCal stuff that just never pans out.
And a lot of yelling a lot of whinging, a lot of arguments, that sort of stuff. Just basically trying to get one session a week for 2 hours, but we pretty much bum around for about an hour and 30 minutes.
Well, that seems to be the way of it. That's why they put couches in rehearsal studios.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
We actually got a question messaged in for us for the guys. How do you guys feel about being described as super fierce? I think that's because I described you as super fierce in my opening.
I'm pretty happy with it, to be honest. I don't think it's something we'd be described as before, but I think it can stick.
Well, there you go. And I think, on this radio station, anything fierce flies.
Mm.
So, well done, guys.
Is this
there.
Fierce in sort of like the African wildebeest type?
Yeah,
sense?
Yeah.
Oh,
fierce.
Okay.
But also fierce is in African, I don't know, beauty as well. Like, you've got the beauty of the savannah tied in with the ruggedness of man. That's what I would say.
Is it all kind of summed up in like a really distinct, like, angry glare sort of thing? Is that how you sum up fierce?
Like a blue steel kind of fierce.
Like peering into someone's soul.
Yeah, yeah. I'd just call it gumption.
Yeah, that wouldn't describe me at all.
You don't think you have gumption?
No, not really.
Well, message in if you disagree and think Kale has a lot to offer in the way of gumption. So this is a strange question, but I always wonder every time I see you guys whether or not you're always having fun on stage, because you're such an energetic band and you always create this such atmosphere of, you know, tremendous joy and pop feel good. How do you manage to do it if you're not feeling very energetic or fun?
Well, we usually do have a heck of a lot of fun, which is why we do it all the time. Sometimes if we have too many gigs in a week and you get kind of tired by the end of it, it's not as outrageously fun as it would be if you only had one or something like that. Like, there was one week, I think we had 4 or 5 gigs in one night. And I know it's weird. There's like all these world famous bands who manage to do 2 a night for every night of 4 months or something like that. We just don't have the energy. By the last day, we were having a nap on the grass. Like, it's a gig, like, with some baguette and some ham and hummus dip and just chilling out in the sun because we were too tired to, like, drink or...
We're not really cut out for it,
like the rock star
it's
life.
It's good that you're keeping up with your nutrients, though. Yeah. Got your proteins. Yeah, that's very important.
But, yeah, it is a lot of fun, except when, I don't know, you might injure yourself on stage, like you headbutt a mic or you step on someone else's toe or hit yourself with a drumstick or get hit with a drumstick or anything.
So many injuries. I was talking to the Box Rockets last week, and I know for a fact that the bass player of the Box Rockets actually fractured the singer's jaw.
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah. I said that was insane. It was a domino effect. Just for any of you guys that weren't there, just a domino effect. The bassist hit the singer into the guitarist's guitar and, you know, dislocated his jaw or something like that.
Out of it for the rest of the night. I felt really bad.
Definitely.
It's really difficult to sing with a dislocated jaw.
I mean, I can only imagine, but just beware, music is a contact sport. I always have the best fun at your gigs, except I just thought of this one story, which was one of the worst foot in mouth kind of awkward moments I've had in my life. And it actually happened because of you, Kale, and you don't know yet. I was actually...
Thanks for bringing it up now.
Yep, I'm bringing it up now. No, it's not your fault. But I'd seen you guys once before, so I was, you know, who are these bands? I must go see them again. So I went to another one of your gigs, and I sat down on the couch, and there was this guy next to me, and I thought it was you. So I said, oh, I loved your gig last week. And he's looked really confused. And I said, oh, aren't you the singer of Wolf and Jackal? And he said, no. And I said, oh my God, you look so much like him. You're identical. Don't you think you're identical to him? And he's like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, no, but seriously, look at yourself. You're identical to Kale. And he just like looked really odd. And then you guys started and he stood up and he was blind.
Oh my God.
that was the worst thing I can ever remember, making him swear that he knows that he looks like you and he's blind. So that is...
It's so painful.
That is, just sharing my most awkward and embarrassing moment.
So I thought the more awkward moment would be when you came up to me the first time and you had like a hair bracelet thing on with sort of antenna, but the antenna were tiny plastic penises on like the edge of your airbrush thing.
Well, I was trying to be impressive.
Which were like wobbling on springs and everything.
Yes.
And I didn't know who you were and you were really excited to see me.
Yeah. So for the record, I do like Wolf and Jackal. Apologies for the penis antennas. I'd actually come from a joy function. So that's why I actually forgot they were on my head and I was trying to be like, hey, band.
Well, you just came running up to me and like sort of pom-pom stuff and wagging your penis at me.
I did.
But Kale.
I'm pretty sure it was a unique greeting. You've got to give me that.
Memorable.
Yes, that's what I'm going to say. So just what are your plans for the future? I mean, so you've released a single. Are you going to do an album or on tour or anything?
We don't really know.
If you have any ideas, we'd love to hear some. Yeah, because we haven't released this single yet. That's the sort of probably the next step, I guess, which will be happening like in the next month or something or other. But after that, just keep playing gigs, try and get some sort of, because we've already played in Sydney and that was a lot of fun, and like really went down really well. But we, I guess, want to play quite a few more shows, perhaps outside of Melbourne. Like nothing wrong with Melbourne at all, but just.
Spreading
the love, basically.
Yeah, well, according to this message I just got in there, that a listener says you have bucket loads of gumption. So there you go. There's actually a lot of love and gumption you've got to shed. So take that.
Thank you.
There's no name.
Oh, okay,
nameless person.
But we're not allowed to read the numbers out on air, unfortunately, for. You know, legal reasons. But I'm just going to leave it. I'm going to leave it at that because I want to play the new single that you've actually brought a copy of today. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of days ago.
So I'd say we're getting one of the debut plays.
It would be the debut play.
Very exciting. So if you're listening, please message in and tell us what you think about their new single. Because it's exciting that it's heard for the first time on Little Fish. So what's it called, guys?
It's called Rail, and yeah.
All right, so thanks very much for coming in and talking to us tonight, guys. Really happy that you braved the late hour.
You're welcome, it was fun.
That's good,
thanks
I'm
for
glad
having
it was fun. Yeah, no problem, anytime. All right, see ya.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.